Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. Yes, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge until these calamities have passed over. Now, the title of the psalm says that this was while he was hiding from Saul in the cave. So you remember, Saul was chasing him. He runs into a really, really deep cave, goes really deep into it. And Saul comes in and just sleeps in the mouth of the cave. So they'd have been very quiet, very fearful, and he turns to God in prayer. And this, I suppose, is his memories of his prayer there and how he wrote it up, as it were, under God's Spirit. So he says, I take my refuge under the shadow of your wings. Well, in the most holy place in the tabernacle, there was the Ark of the Covenant. This was a gold box. And over that gold box, there were the wings of the cherubim. And between them was the glory of God. And God was particularly present there. Once a year, the high priest would briefly come into the most holy place and sprinkle blood on the top of the of that box, that Ark of the Covenant, on the lid of it, which is called the mercy seat in the New Testament. And that blood represented the blood of Jesus, Paul explains. And David often used to miss the sanctuary. He used to miss not being there in the sanctuary. And yet he feels that actually he's living underneath those wings, that he's always got God's special intense presence with him. Wherever he is, even in the back of a very deep cave with his enemies in the mouth of it, trapping him in. So this just shows that God is present everywhere, well outside religious structures. You don't only, for example, get the presence of God when you go to church. God is with you everywhere. I will cry to God Most High, unto God who performs all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him who wants to swallow me up. That was Saul. God will send forth his mercy and his truth. So, Master Seemed, he was in a really awful position. He was right in the depths of this cave, and they sensed somebody else had come in, and yep, it's Saul. And yet he says, well, somehow God's going to get me out of this. And he says, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among those who are set on fire, the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Well, you remember that his men said to him, come on, let's go and kill Saul while he's sleeping. And David won't do that. And these men were very bitter. And that's the worst thing when you have to live amongst people who are bitter. And he says their teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue is a sharp sword. Just shows that, in fact, words are powerful, that words are like spears and swords. And that's why you've got to be so careful of your words, that they are like spears and swords. And yet he's saying that these were the men who had come to be with him. We're told that the men who went out to be with David and support him, all those who had a bit of a problem in society, who had a chip on their shoulder, who were in debt or had run away from their masters or whatever. So they were a pretty rough lot of people. And it's not nice, is it, having to live amongst people who speak badly, cussing all the time. And yet this was what David had to go through at this time. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They've dug a pit in front of me, into the midst of which they have fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. In the Bible, the heart is the mind. So that's how you got to be, to fix your mind. To say that, no, I am going to think and be in the right way, even if I'm surrounded by rough people who swear and are not spiritual people, even if I'm persecuted by Saul, my heart is fixed. I'm going to fix my heart, my attitude for God, and that's it. And there are times when you have to stand with your back to the world at times, even amongst your own family, your own supporters, your own people. You do at times, some various issues, have to stand with your back to the world. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I will awake early. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy is great unto the sky, your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. So I think that this is when he's saved finally from this apparently impossible situation in the cave. And we mustn't forget to thank God. Now, David's good at that. He does thank God. And I understand he would have written this psalm after he'd got out of the cave, just to remember his thanks to God. And that's the worst thing, human ingratitude. Taking things from God like, oh yeah, great, oh yeah, thanks, yeah, right, you saved me, oh yeah. But at the time, you're like, oh God, please, please save me. Well, we should remain humble and remain thankful all the way through our lives.